sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 15th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a little alert for you to share with young people. Young people in our listening area. This Saturday, October 18th, gates are going to open up at noon. They'll probably get the event going about 3 o'clock in the afternoon this Saturday down at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan, in Clare, right off of 115, just south of 10. They are doing a Charlie Kirk Memorial. Turning Point USA, local chapters, Ferris State University, they're in Big Rapids. They're hosting the event. They've got speakers lined up. It's going to be a great event for the young people. If you've got a high schooler or a college age student that can get down there to this event on Saturday, they're expecting a big crowd. They're expecting some great speakers. And I think you guys definitely, definitely need to consider getting your young person to this event. If they don't have a Turning Point USA chapter at their high school or college where they attend, they will have information for leaders to step forward and say, I'm willing to start a Turning Point USA chapter in my high school or in my college. I'm going to be going down there. I'm going to be speaking at the event. They've got other speakers from Turning Point USA lined up. Pretty excited about this opportunity for them to not only participate in a life memorial for Charlie Kirk, but also to expand their chapters here in Northern Michigan. So again, this Saturday, Liberty Mountain USA, located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road in Farwell, Michigan. It's right off of 115. Literally, you turn right off of 115 into a little, almost like a subdivision side street. You go through a couple of stop signs, you're directed to make a left and go around a corner down the road just a little bit, and basically, you're right there. Huge venue. Based on the weather forecast, they're saying it's going to be overcast, probably in the low 60s with a chance of rain. They're going to enclose the airplane hangar and make this an indoor event. It can hold up to 1,500 people. and it's going to be this Saturday, October 18th. If you text me Kirk, K-I-R-K, I'll send you the link to the website, libertymountainusa.com. You'll see the flyer there with all the information, and we're excited. It's going to be a big event this Saturday. Looking forward to promoting it, working with them, and absolutely hoping to recruit new chapters for Turning Point USA up here in northern Michigan. So again, text me Kirk. I'll send you the link to the website. You can see all the information there they've posted. And we'll see you down there Saturday, this Saturday, October the 18th. Take a short break. We'll be right back.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. I keep getting text messages about Ask My Tax. Every county is supposed to have a county chair. So what you need to do is find out who your county chair is for the Ask My Tax effort. Contact them, get a petition sheet, If you're not able to find out who your county chair is, text me, 231-360-5140. I'll ask Carla Wagner, and I will text you the point person for your county that you need to get a hold of. We're still collecting signatures through the month of October, and there is a good possibility that we will continue into November. So greatly appreciate you guys doing that. The State Board of Education passed their standards that they wanted to begin being used this fall. In September, the State Board of Education approved a draft to update the health education standards for the first time since 2007. And it was presented to the full board to be set up for public comment through October 10th, just 5 days ago. Well, State Board of Education heard hours of public comment yesterday, a month after the health education teaching standards were approved and sent for public comment, as well as board members' efforts to stop them from moving forward. On October 10th, U.S. Congressman John James posted on his social media account that these standards contain mention of gender identity and sexuality. I got a very simple question for you guys. When we went to school, and I know this was, 40, 50 years ago for some of us, did we ever hear about gender identity and sexuality when it came to any part of our public school education? Sex education class, English class, math class, anywhere in the building. Was there ever any discussion about gender identity and sexuality? Well, Republican board member Nikki Snyder introduced a resolution to stop these education standards, claiming that they violate a parent's First Amendment rights of freedom of religion by not permitting an opt-out right for parents who don't want their child to learn about sex education. I wish to add this to our agenda well before we continue with the classic timeline that we've seen previously with the Department of Education. Receiving public comment, then cherry picking that public comment, presenting it to us at the board so we just rubber stamp it, and it's a done deal. Well, of course, the resolution failed on a 5-2 vote with Snyder and fellow Republican board member Tom McMillan supporting it. McMillan, in talking about the resolution, says this has awoken quite a few mama bears around the state, and it's only just begun. This came after hours of public comment regarding the standards themselves. Well, those speaking during the public comment, State Representative Joseph Pavlov, Republican of Kimball Township, Kevin Kievsky, got to make sure I say his name right, Kievsky, who's running for Attorney General, we've had him on the show, as well as gubernatorial candidate Pastor Ralph Rebrandt, all spoke during public comment. Rebrandt claimed that these standards were in fact a tactic of the Communist Party in America, and that it was a way to break down the country's culture by promoting pornography. you aren't making decisions today on this issue that are incidental. You are making decisions that will affect the lives of young people forever. Actually, you're making decisions that will ruin the future of young girls and young boys. Well, the issue of the health education standards wasn't being talked about outside the resolution Snyder introduced. Pavlov said pushing the teaching of gender in sex education without the ability to opt out was dangerous and harmful, and basically equated to the indoctrination of children. Pavlov said, this proposal is nothing less than child sexual abuse. Pavlov said the entire thing was politically motivated in an abuse of power by the majority members of the State Board of Education. Attorney General candidate Kevin Kievsky said the entire thing was a violation of Michigan law and that sex education is not part of mandatory health education. He said it should require opt-out rights, and this has even been backed up by recent United States Supreme Court rulings. I'm going to be very crystal clear. As Michigan's next attorney general, I will rigorously enforce Michigan law. I will protect parental rights and pursue accountability, including litigation against any district or state actor for any unlawful changes. Well, you know who he's talking about. State actors? That's the members of the State Board of Education. What he's basically saying is, I'm going to sue your butts personally. You see, one thing that you have to understand, State Board of Education is not an elected position by the people of the general public. They are put up for their nominations at state conventions by precinct delegates. We, the precinct delegates, we select the Republicans to run for that seat in the general election. Not so sure because of them not being duly elected in a primary election, does governmental immunity apply to them? So this is going to be very interesting when Kevin Kievsky becomes the next attorney general. Now, he does have a challenger, Doug Lloyd. But based on poll that took place on Mackinac Island, Kievsky beat Doug Lloyd by 20-some points. We had him on the show. He's got a great campaign planned, put together for the convention. And you all will be hearing him more and more on the show, as well as Doug Lloyd, as we get closer to next year's state convention. Several of the in-person public comments echoed the talking points from the Republicans in the room. But the Department of Education was neither mandating the standards nor taking out the option of opting out of this education. Michigan Department of Education Deputy Superintendent Diane Gozinski said, parents' rights, local control, and transparency are and would remain important parts of health education as well as sex education. parents will have the right to remove their children from any sex education teaching, and the public comments for health education standards will still be reviewed before they are brought back to the board. Board President Pam Pugh, who's running for the 35th state Senate seat, said local parent majority school education advisory boards will decide whether and how sex education is offered. And general health education remains a graduation requirement, just as it has for nearly two decades. She went on to say, gender identity was not an objective at any age, that it provides glossary definitions to help children understand language that is already in the public sphere. However, along with lessons of consent and communication must be given by the parents. Pugh went on to say there aren't any directives regarding beliefs or medical choices. Finally, Pugh closed the public comment by saying, there are practical lessons for life and safety. And while some attempt to sow fear with lies about these standards, what has received far too little attention is a real crisis that is howling out for the very resources our children rely on. And then Pugh closed the public comment. Okay, first of all, I got a very simple question for you, President Pugh, candidate, Senate candidate for the 35th State Senate District. How is it that you think your way of thinking about sex education, gender identity, why is your thoughts, your personal values, principles, and beliefs truly the belief system of the majority of the people of the state of Michigan? Because I would argue the opposite. Your values, your principles, your beliefs when it comes to sex education, it's totally opposite of the majority of Michiganders in this state. Health education? Absolutely. Sex education? Sorry, that's up to the parents. Public schools in our state constitution is not allowed to dictate any specific agenda or platform. And that's basically what you guys are doing. Does it say you have to provide for public education? Absolutely. But you don't get to push your agenda down these young people's throats. And I totally disagree that you're truly giving the parents the right to opt out of this education. It's nowhere in there. You're just saying it, but it's not in the standards themselves.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's lead.